All right, today's daf is Maseches Vachem Daf Vav. We left off in Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are at about 15 lines before the end of the page on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We're at the words Yosef Rav Nachman V'Rav Sheshes. Yeah, the last word on the line is V'Rav. So says the Gemara Yasvi, not Yosef, Yasvi. Says the Gemara Yasvi Rav Nachman V'Rav Sheshes Yosef Rav Adabar Masna Gabayu V'Yasvi V'Kamri. Rav Nachman V'Rav Sheshes were sitting, Rav Adabar Masna was sitting near them, and they were sitting and they were saying the following. We have to sort of get ourselves back into yesterday's sugya a little bit to really know what's going on over here. We were discussing the idea that the concept that a karban is going to be brought and you're going to continue through the avodas karban, but it's not going to accomplish anything l'shem bailim. It's not going to work for the sake. It's not going to be olo l'bailim l'shem chov. It's not going to be meratze for the sake of the bailim. So Reish Lakish had asked on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. At the top, he says, I don't understand. If it's kosher, let it be meratzeh. If the carbon is a kosher carbon, then let it really work. And if it's not kosher, then what's the point of bringing the carbon that's not kosher in the first place? So Rabbi Eliezer had said, no, we do find sometimes that you do bring a carbon that's a kosher carbon, but it's not meratzeh. Don't act like this is so unusual, that this concept is so out of left field, that you're going to bring a carbon that's a kosher carbon that's not meratzeh. That you should say that you should be so surprised that when a carbon is shalol l'shma, that it will be a kosher carbon, not be meratzeh. We find it elsewhere as well. Where do we find it? That by a carbon that's ba'in li'achar misa, that if the person who owned the carbon died, so the carbon is still going to be kosher, you're still going to bring the carbon, but it's not going to be meratzeh for that person. So, for instance, we gave the example of an isha, a woman who was a yoledes, and she was chayev to bring a carbon chatos and a carbon ola. She brought her carbon chatos, and then she died. The yarshim bring the carbon ola. Now, obviously, it's not meratzeh. The woman is dead, so it's not going to be meratzeh for her. Yet, at the same time, we still go ahead and we bring the carbon. So it's still a kosher carbon. So don't think this idea of a carbon that was shalol l'shma, the fact that we continue to bring the other parts of the carbon, even after the shechita shalol l'shma, is so unusual. Just because it's not meratzeh doesn't mean we don't bring the carbon. We have this example by yoledes. So now, this group of Amoraim were sitting around, and they said, Hadukam Rabbi Elazar, Matsinu Biba'in Liachar Misa Shein K'sherin Ve'Meratzin. That which Rabbi Elazar said, that you have such an example of karbanos that are brought after the death of the owner of the karban, where the karban is going to be kosher, but it's not going to be meratzeh, it's not going to work for the sake of the Bailim. Leimele Reish Lakish, Hanunami Laisu V'Lirtzu. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say, who says that it's not meratzeh? Just because the owner is dead, maybe that carbon is still meratzeh. Not for the dead owner, obviously the person is dead, but it's meratzeh for the yarshim. Maybe the carbon accomplishes something for the sake of the yarshim. It's a one-word Rashi. Hananami laisiv lirtu, a yarshim. But that it should be meratzeh for the yarshim. So amalu Rav Adabar Masna yoledes imhi yolda banei mi yoldu. So says the Gemara, it can't be meratzeh for the yarshim, because what's the point of the karban? It's for a woman who went through childbirth. So she went through childbirth. Her yarshim didn't go through childbirth. So what do you mean it's going to be meratzeh for her children? Now on the question itself, the Achronim asks, the Keren Ora, he asks, that it's a Mishnah of Fereshes, that a Ger Shemes, and he niach karbanos makriv milsam, that a Ger dies, and he leaves karbanos over, we're makriv the karbanos. It's a Mishnah Masecha Shkalim. So a Ger, obviously we know, the unique quality that a Ger has is that he doesn't have any Yarshim. A Ger dies, he doesn't have any relatives. And the karban is brought, and obviously it's not mechapar on anybody. So you see that which is Bala Achar Misa can be brought even without Ritzui. So why don't we use that as the example, instead of going to the carbon of Yoledes and saying that Yoledes, you see, that after she dies, the carbon is still brought, even though it's not Meratzah for anybody. We have a better example. Someone who, there's no one that potentially it could be Meratzah for, by a Ger's carbon, after a Ger dies, he brings the carbon is brought anyway, even though obviously it seems to be that it's not Meratzah for anybody. So in the Biuri Adaf over here, he quotes from David Pravarsky in his Shiurim, Osnun Vav, who says that no, that when a ger dies, it becomes a carbon at Sibur. The Sibur becomes the bialim of the carbon and has the din of a carbon at Sibur, so it is meratzah. It's meratzah for the Tzibur. And the Karen Ora himself, he says, writes that the Ikar HaKushi over here, the main question over here, is Al Ma Shevi Le'el Raya Mi Mishnah Si Isha Shevi Echatasu Umesa Yoviu Yorshiv Olasa. The fact that we wanted to bring a Raya from the case of the woman, that after she dies, after bringing her Karban Chatas, that the Yorshim bring the Karban Ola, that you see from there, that Karbanos can be brought even without Ritzoy. So we're asking that's not a raya, since the Yorshim can get a kapara. So that the Gemara is going to deal with soon, if the Yorshim in fact do get a kapara or not. But the Gemara knew that there are such examples of a carbon being brought without Ritzoy. That's not the issue of our Gemara right now. Our Gemara is not asking whether there is or isn't such a thing as a carbon being brought without Ritzoy. Our Gemara is asking whether Yoledus is an example, whether Yoledus is an appropriate example of such a thing, of a carbon being brought without Ritzoy. Anyway, so says the Gemara further, Maskefla Ravasi, Umman Lemelon, Di Iika Kama Ase Gaba Lomus Chapra, Vichim Diika Kama Ase Gaba Mechapri, Yoshar Nam Mechapri. Karbanos Ola, as we've seen already and we're going to see again, are, although they're not Biikar brought for the sake of Kapara, Karbanos Ola are Mechaper on Mitzvos Ase, on failure to do Mitzvos Ase. Now, a person fails to do several Mitzvos Ase, one Karbanos, it's not like you have to bring a separate carbonola for each one, but carbonola is mechaper in general for failure to do mitzvos asei. So the woman, the yoledes, who goes and brings a carbon chatos and an ola, so the ola is going to be mechaper not only for childbirth itself, whatever level, or it's not only going, shouldn't say mechaper, it's not only going to address the fact that she's a yoledes, it also is going to take care of her mitzvos asei. So don't tell me that it makes no sense whatsoever for this carbon to be meratzeh for the sake of the Yarshim, because after all, the Yarshim didn't go through childbirth. Yeah, they didn't go through childbirth, but they've probably violated mitzvah saseh in their lives, and as long as they violated mitzvah saseh at some point in their lives, it makes sense that it should be mechaper for them as well, just like it would have been mechaper for her mitzvah saseh. So says the Gemara, Lememra dekanya lehu. Do you mean to say that the Yarshim are kone the karban? This is going to be the focus of the next 10-15 lines of Gemara. Wait a second, when a person dies, the Yarshim become the bailim on the karban? Is that true? Do you mean to say that the Yorshim become the Bailim on the Karban? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Hiniach Mincha L'Shnei Banav. Umeis, let's say a person leaves a mincha, a carbon mincha over to his two sons. He had two yarshim, so the it's going to complicate matters, the fact that there are two and not one. The fact that if they do yarshin it, it means that they're going to be shutfin. Right? If they don't yarshin it, it still belongs to the father, and they just have to take care of whatever obligations the father had. If they do yarshin it, they become shutfin. So if a person leaves a carbon mincha for his two sons, umeis, and he dies, Kreva, the Einbo Shutfus. The carbon is brought, and it's not considered to be b'shutfin. Meaning, because a carbon mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. Unlike other carbonos, that you can have two people bring it together, carbon mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus. So the Mishnah says, don't worry, or Rabbi Yochanan says rather, if a carbon mincha is left over from a father to his two sons, don't worry, can still be brought, doesn't have a din of shutfus. So wait a second. So did the children, were the children kona it, or were they not kona it? V'isalka daitach kanya lehu, if you hold the children made a kinyan that they are the new owners of this karban, nefesh amarachmana. So the pasuk says that only one person is allowed to bring a karban mincha. You're not allowed to have multiple people bringing a karban mincha. If they were kona it, they're shutfin. It's two people bringing a karban mincha. That's no good. You're not allowed to have that. So this source about Kabar Mincha, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, seems to be a strong indication that the Yarshim are not Kone, the parents' Karban. So Frek the Gemara, V'lo Kanyaluhu? What? They're not Kone? From Rabbi Yochanan himself also says, Hiniach Behema L'Shnei Banu. Forget a Kabar Mincha, let's talk about a Behema. Person leaves a Behema to his two sons, Ummeis, Kreva ve'in memirinba. So the animal was brought, and in memirinba, if they try to make a tamura, they try to exchange it for another animal, the kedusha onto another animal, the tamura is not chal. So I amre bishlama kanyelahu hainu de'in memirinba, davilu kishutvin, v'shutvin lomasu memirin. There is a rule, just like shutvin are not allowed to bring carbon mincha, we also have another rule about shutvin. Shutvin cannot do an effective tamura. If shutvin try to exchange one animal, the kedusha onto another animal, the kedusha doesn't go anywhere. The shutfin, or doesn't extend anywhere. It obviously doesn't go anywhere. The first animal is always still going to be holy, but the kedusha does not extend anywhere. So shutfin are unable to do tamura. So what do we say over here? A man leaves a behema over to his two sons. The man dies, right? The two sons now are in control of the animal. They can't do tamura. Doesn't that imply that they are the owners? And the reason they can't do tamura is because they are the shutfin. So we had one source of Rabbi Yochanan implying strongly that they are not the owners, and that's why they're allowed to bring korban mincha, because they're not shutfin. On the other hand, by the behema, we seem to say that they are the owners, and that's why they're unable to do tamura. Eliyamrit lo kanyilhu amuri nami lemru, because after all, if they were not kona it, so then let them do the tamura. Why should they be unable to do the tamura? It's still only owned by one person. It's no longer a shutfus. So says Gemara, no, shiny hasam. By tamura, it's different. The Amar Kra, because it says in the pasuk, im hamer yamir l'rabul sasayoresh, echad meimir vein shnayim emirin, that the lashon yachid used in describing the process of tamura teaches us that a yoresh can do tamura, but only one and not two. Two people can never do tamura. So we have a special gzeres hakasuv that echad meimir not two. Look at Rashi, shiny asam afagav delo kanyeluhu. No, they're not kone. But still, gzeres hakasavu to shnei yorshin ein memirin zevach sheir for shavien. Not that they have a din of shutfin, and it's a problem of shutfin being doing tamura. Even if they're not shutfin, when you have two yorshim within the same pasuk that teaches us that a yorish can do tamura, tells us that only a single yorish can do tamura, not a double yorish, not when you have two people that are yorish together. Even though in a chinami they're not kone, it doesn't have the status of their animal, so it's not the same psul as shutfin doing tamura. It's a different inyan than shutfin doing tamura. It's an inyan of two yorshim doing tamura, that you can't have two yorshim doing tamura. If you look at Tosos, echad meimar vein shnayim emirin, mashma to the Rabbi Yochanan yorish meimar. What do you see clearly is Rabbi Yochanan does hold that a yorish can do tamura. It's just that you can't have two yorshim doing tamura. The tema the perig mishal to you come Rabbi Yochanan Rameir Rabbi Yuda alach Rabbi Yuda. Problem is Misach Servin Rabbi Yochanan holds that whenever you have a machlok Rameir Rabbi Yuda, we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Ubereish tamura tells us a little bekiyus over here. Ubereish tamura ve'erich in pligi ber Rameir Rabbi Yuda become Rabbi Yuda yorish eino meimar. But we have a machlokas tanaim Rameir Rabbi Yuda whether yorish can or cannot do tamura. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a yorish can't affect the tamura. So how could Rabbi Yochanan over here seem to say that a yorish can do tamura? You just can't have two yorishim doing tamura. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan who holds that whenever you have machlokas Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and we taka do have machlokas Rameir Rabbi Yehuda about this case and about whether a yorish can do tamura. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, he can't. So he says, "Yeshlomar mishum Rabbi Yochanan islay halacha k'stam mishnah b'reish tamur ve'erich omra kol memirin lasuye yorish." Says, "Einochinami, there is a rule that when it's machloks Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. There's another rule, halacha k'stam mishnah, and that rule is stronger than the rule of Rameir Rabbi Yehuda halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And we have stam mishnayis that assume that a yorish can do tamura. So einochinami, based on the machloks Rameir Rabbi Yehuda alone, you would have said yorish cannot do tamura." But we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah says that a yorish can do tamura. Now in Parshas HaTamur itself, within the act of doing tamura, where the pasuk says Vayikra Perichav Zayin V'lo Yamirenu, it's an issur. You're not allowed to switch the kedusha V'im Hamer Yamirenu V'Hayahu Utmurasu Yakodesh. So the Torah tells us if you try to switch the kedusha from one animal to another, both the original and the one you switched it onto both have Kiddusha. So there are actually two dinim within, there are two parts to the din of Temura. One is the Isra of the Torah not to be Meimir Behemas HaKadshim on another Behema, not to try to switch the Kiddusha from one animal to the other. The second din within Temura is that the Torah is Kovea that if you were Meimir, both of the behemoths are going to be holy. The behemoth that you were maimer with and the behemoth that you were maimer on, both are going to be holy. Now the idea of tzibur and shutfim that we're learning, that shutfim are excluded from tmura, the Rambam seems clear in Hilchos Tmura, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that tzibur and shutfim are nismait from the din of tmura, means they're nismait from the second din of tmura, that the kedusha is not chal on the behema that you are that you're extending it to, but the iser to be meimir is noeg even on a tzibur. Meaning a tzibur is not allowed to try to switch the kedusha of one animal to another. If they do it, it's not going to work anyway. But the iser still applies. A shutfin are not allowed. They have the iser of trying to do tmura to switch the kedusha of one animal to another animal. Bottom line, if they do it, it's not going to work anyway. But nevertheless, they have an iser to do this. This is tali in two lashonos of the Gemara and Tmura on Daf Beis and Beis. But that's the assumption that the Rambam has. It may be tali on the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. This obviously relates to the number one sugya Maseches Tmura. Kol Milsa Dam Rachman Lo Savid Iavid Mahani or Iavid Lo Mahani. That the major sugya Maseches Tmura that everyone knows about is when the Torah says not to do something and a person goes ahead and does it. Is his Maisa Chal? Did his Maisa accomplish its desired result or not? Right over here, Abaye holds Kol Milsa Dam Rachman Lo Savid Iavid Mahani. Abaye holds whenever the Torah says don't do something, it's telling you not to do it because if you do it, it's going to be impactful. Whatever you do is going to be Chal. So and Abaye's Raya is Di Lo Mahani, am I lucky? Because if it wasn't Chal, what are you getting punished for? You didn't do anything. Meaning if whatever you tried to do, whatever you tried to accomplish wasn't chal anyway, so there was no point. Why would we punish you? For the fact that the Torah is mechayiv malchus and alav shows you that the Yisra is chal. Rava holds, kol nisadam rachman ala savidi avad lamahani, that whatever you try to do is ineffective. And what about the fact that you get malchus? You get malchus because you violated what God told you. God said, don't do something, you went and you did it. It doesn't matter whether you were successful or not successful. The malchus is because you went against the dibur of the Ribbon Shalom. You went against the tzibur of the Ribbon Shalom. So the Achronim write that this din of the Rambam, that it's Sibur and the Shutfim that are Maimer, they get Malkus, even though the Tmur is Nachal, would not work according to Abaye. Because according to Abaye, you can't have such a din. You can't have something that I'm going to get Malkus for if what I did was ineffective. It only works within the Sheet of Rava. So this is a Raya that the Rambam paskins like Rava, that Kol Milsadam Rachman Allah Savid, Iavid Lo Mahani, and nevertheless, you're still going to get Malkus. So that's what some of the Achronim point out. You see from this Rambam that he paskins like Rava. Now, when we get to Tamura, we'll discuss. There are a lot of stiros in that, whether the Rambam paskins, in fact, like Abaye or Rava. Rabbi Kivegar on the Rambam in Hilchos Malva, there's a major discussion about what the Rambam actually paskins like. But from this Rambam alone, it seems that the Rambam clearly paskins like Rava, not like Abaye. Says the Gemara Vayit. We are four lines in on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Maskev Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekod. So Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekod asks, Ela Me'ata Gabe Meiser Dichsiv Im Gaol Yigael the Rabbel Sase Yoresh. So if you're going to darshin the Lashon Yachid used in Psukim to describe Yorshim, so the Pasuk says Im Gaol Yigael the Rabbel Sase Yoresh Hachanami Echad Goel Ve'ein Shnayim Goelin. So should you say the same thing that when it talks about being a poda, Meiser Sheni, and bringing it to Yerushalayim, so we say that when you're poda Meiser Sheni, you have to be Mosif a Chomesh. So do you mean to say the same thing, that a Yorish can be poda, but only a single Yorish, and not multiple Yorshim? Whoever heard of such a din? Meaning, just like you want to make a drasha, that when it comes to tamura, we have a lashon yachid in the pasuk that describes that's marbe yarshim, that yarshim can do tamura, and you see from there that only a single yarish can do tamura, not multiple yarshim, so you should make the same diuk in terms of being pod ma'aser sheni, that only a single individual can be pod ma'aser sheni, a single yarish can be pod ma'aser sheni, not multiple yarshim. Says the Gemara, shiny ma'aser degabe avu nami isi b'shutfas. No, ma'aser is different because even on the parent level, it was isi b'shutfas. We don't find shutfin are ever excluded from being pod ma'aser sheni. Tamura is all b'lashon yachid. Tamura, we assume, on the father level, was also only b'yachid. So therefore, it makes sense that being brought forward to the next generation, to include the yoresh, will also be only a yachid that's yoresh, not multiple people that are yoresh. Ma'aser sheni makes no sense to exclude multiple people from the ability to be podeh ma'aser sheni. Amalei Ravasi, the Ravashi, umina, iam rebishlom akanyulahu, hainu dechad miya meymar. So he says, wait a second, let's go back to this issue. Are Yarshim kone or are Yarshim not kone, the carbon that their father left? So he says, let's go back to what we were deriving from. If you say that the Yarshim are kone, so what did we say about Tamura? We said that if a father leaves over a behema to his two sons, so we said that ein memirin ba, right? So he said, iam rebishlom akanyulahu, I understand if they're kone it, hainu dechad. That's why if it's two sons they can't do tamura, but one of them can. If it's one son, then one son can affect tamura, because after all, it's his now. So if it's his, he should be able to affect the tamura. Eliam lo kanilu, but if you hold that Yarshim are not kona, the carbon of their parent, hechi meimar. How can even one Yoresh be Meimar? Vam Rabbi Yavah, Am Rabbi Yochanan, HaMakdish Mosav Chomesh, that the person who's Makdish is, when he's Poda something, he's Mosav Chomesh, he has a din of adding a fifth. Fifth really means what we would call 25%. Chomesh is, the Gemara has two ways of calculating Chomesh, either Chomesh Milgav or Chomesh Milavar. We're assuming Chomesh Milavar. Umeschaper Osa Tamura, and the one who gets the Kapara has the ability to make Tamura. Vatorim Mishalo Al Chavesh, and someone, a separate halacha, someone who takes truma from his own produce to exempt his friend's produce, he gets the tovas hana'a. What's tovas hana'a of truma? Halacha is truma has to go to a kohen. So Rashi explains over here. Halacha is truma has to go to a kohen. Now I can give to whichever kohen I want to give. If I have a friend who's a kohen and I want to support him, so I can give him all of my truma. Or I could say, let's see who's going to give me the most for my truma. Now, I'm not allowed to sell the truma to a kohen, but let's say there's a kohen whose grandfather is the Yisrael, and he really likes to see his grandson get the truma. So the grandfather says, here, I'll give you a couple of bucks if you channel all of your truma to my grandson, who is a kohen. So that's called the tovas hana'a. So who gets the tovas hana'a? The person on whose produce the truma is being brought, the truma is being given, or the person who's actually giving the truma. Normally it's the same person. Normally I own a field, I'm going to take truma from my own produce that I harvested from that field and give that to a kohen. But let's say you don't have that case. Let's say you have a person who wants to bring truma for somebody else's produce. So I'm going to take some of my truma to exempt your produce. So the tovas hana'a, the right to get the money from the grandfather, belongs to the person who actually gives the truma. So what's our point over here? The point is to say that if you're not kone, you shouldn't have the ability to do tamura. If it's not yours, you shouldn't have the ability to do tamura, because we said mischaper osa tamura. Only the person who's mischaper, only the person who's achieving kapara through this karban, only he is capable of tamura. So if you're not kone, if the yorish is not kone, you should not be able to do tamura. So we have this major stira. Is the yorish kone or is he not kone? So says the Gemara, okay, it depends. Mikivalo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. It's a difficult lashon. The Gemara says, look, on a really steady, permanent, strong level, it's not mechaper, but mikufya mechaper. But it's sort of his on a partially, on a smaller level, on a lower level. Basically, just to summarize what we have over here is the following. We have three dinim that l'chora creates a stira that the Gemara is trying to be miyashev with this one line. The first first din is that a yoresh can do tumura on the carbon of his father. That seems to say that he has a kinyan, right? To be able to achieve kapara with his father's carbon, because only the mechaper can do tumura. So din number one is a yoresh can do tumura, implies the yoresh is kona the carbon. He is the one that's mischaper with the carbon. A second din, yorshim of a carbon mincha are able to be makriv, even though mincha can't be brought b'shutfus. That seems to imply the yorish is not kona for the sake of kapara. Because if the yorish was kona, you would have a din of shutfus over here. So that's a direct steer right there. Third din, yorshim of a karban are not able to be, multiple yorshim of a karban are not able to do tumura. That's l'chora, that because they're considered like l'chora, at least, because they're considered like shutfim, and shutfim can't do tumura. Now, we already addressed that third one in the Gemara and said, no, maybe that's a separate din, that you just can't have multiple yarshim doing tumura, whether they have a din of shutfim, whether they're kona or not, but certainly within the first two, we have a direct stira. So what's our Gemara saying? That the kapara of the yorish is not a kapara gemura. It's not a complete kapara that the yorish is considered mamish like the bailim. It's a light kapara. It's kapara on a smaller scale. It's the mikufya means literally floating. It's like, it's not like something that's enveloped in the water. It's like something floating on top of the water. The kapara is something that's a much lighter form of kapara. So by the mincha, the yarshim could be makravit, and they're not considered shutfim because it's not really totally theirs. The fact that a yorish is able to be maimer, even though he's not the bailim, because he has some level of kapara. He's enough kapara for the yorish that he's considered the bailim, that he's able to do the tumura. Not enough kapara that it's going to cause a problem for shutfim that yarshin to cover mincha. So he has a chatzi din kapara, not a full din of kapara. Rashi never explains over here what we do about that third din, about two yarshim not being able to do tumura on a behema that they yarshim. So the fact that implies that they're considered shutfim. So Pashtus, as Rashi holds, that the Gemara's drasha from before still stands, right? That's why Rashi doesn't have to bother addressing it. He holds it's only a stira between two marim makamos. The idea of the shutfim yarshim doing tumura is not an issue for Rashi, because we had a separate drasha about that that has nothing to do with whether they are the owners or they are not the owners. Now, Tosfos and the Rambam, we have time for this. Let's leave out Tosfos and the Rambam. Let's try to make sure we get the daf done. Okay, says the Gemara, Ibayilhu, Kipru al Mashabou alo Kipru. So frek the Gemara a shaila. Is it mechaper for what it comes for? Does it not actually affect any sort of kapara? Meaning stam. Talking about kachim that is shechted shelo lishman. So we said when you shechted it shelo lishman, you continue to be makar of the karban, but it's not ola lebailim l'shem chova, and you need to bring another karban in its place. But if it's mechaper on the chait that it's hufra, do we assume that it's mechaper on the chait that it was hufrash on it, or it's not mechaper on the chait that it was hufrash for? Meaning, I know you have a mitzvah to go bring another karban. Is that just a separate mitzvah to bring another karban, but your kapara is already achieved? Or do we say, no, the reason you have a mitzvah to bring another karban is because you didn't get your kapara from the first karban? When a karban is shechted shelo lishma, the fact that you continue to bring it, is that affecting kapara, or is it not affecting kapara? Am Rav Sheshet Brei Davidi, Mistavar Delo Kipru. Right? Minastam, probably what we assumed before we saw this question, is it's not affecting kapara. Because if it was mechaper, why are you bringing a second one? Why would you bring a second one if the first one was already mechaper? So Tosa says, why is that so strange? What do you mean? If there are lots of karbanos that a person brings one after another, even though he already got a kapara from the first karban. So he's saying, no, we're not asking what the second one is accomplishing. We're asking why you would be chayiv to bring it. Meaning the whole point of the second one, l'chora, is a replacement for the first one. Yes, sometimes you can have multiple karbanos that you're going to bring because you happen to be chayiv several karbanos. You happen to have been misnadev several karbanos. But over here you weren't misnadev anything. What creates the chiyuv of that second carbon? It's only because the first carbon didn't work. So doesn't that imply the first carbon was not mechaper? That's what the Gemara is saying. Velamai, so says Gemara, but wait a second, what's all our alternative over here? Lo kipru, to say that it should not be mechaper, then lama hu karav. If it's not mechaper, if the carbon that you shechted shelo lishma is not mechaper for anything, why do we continue with it? Why do you continue to do the other avodas of the karban if it's not going to be mechaper for anything? What's the point of being makrif such a karban? Tosus asks a very fundamental question I don't know the answer to. Tosus Sarchion, Tahainu Kashad Reish Lakish, Tim Ksherin Heim Yitzu Vimein Murat and Lamein Bayin. Isn't this Reish Lakish's question from yesterday? That if it's kosher, so let it be maratza. And if it's not kosher, and if it's not maratza, then why bring it in the first place, right? Isn't that's exactly what we're saying. That if it's not mechaper, so what's the point of bringing it? So I'm not sure, you know, I don't know, I didn't see any of the achronim try to answer Tosa's question. But anyway, so that's our Gemara's question. Whichever way you go, you're stuck. If you say that the first carbon actually achieves kapara, then why would you replace it with the second carbon afterwards? If you say it doesn't achieve kapara, why do we continue the akrava of this karban that was shechted shlo l'shma? Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Shishu Brei Dravidi, Hachi Kakashalei. This was Rav Shishu Brei Dravidi's kasha. I amar bishlam lo kipru shlo l'shmo mikoach l'shmo ka'asi v'sheni lama huba l'chaper. I understand if it's not mechaper, then I understand why you continue to bring it. Because even though you shechted shlo l'shma, when you originally mafresh it, you were mafresh it as the karban, and it was meant to be brought l'shma, so you're allowed to continue and go ahead with the avoda. But if Eli Yamar kipru sheni lama huba. But the real question is, if it is mechaper, what would be the point of bringing the second one? Meaning the Gemara seems to conclude that it's not mechaper, because if it were mechaper, then there would be no point, there would be no chiyuv of bringing a replacement carbon. Period. Ibayilhu. Can it be mechaper? Now this is not talking about a carbon that was shechted shelo l'shma. Now we're just going to regular carbonos. Stamus a kachim sugya. Nothing to do with shechted shelo l'shma. You bring a carbon ola. Carbon ola is mechaper for mitzvah saseh. What about a mitzvah saseh that you failed to do after you already mafresh the carbon? Meaning I set aside this carbon as a carbon ola, and then I failed to do a mitzvah saseh. Is that carbon ola going to be mechaper for the mitzvahs that I failed to do after I was already mafresh it, or only for the mitzvahs I say that I failed to do prior to being mafresh the carbon ola? Mi amin mi didava chatos. Should we say that we should compare it to a carbon chatos? Ma chatos to kodem mafresh in the lachar mafresh lo. Af hachanami to kodem mafresh in lachar mafresh lo. Should we say that by a carbon chatos we know that a carbon chatos can only be mechaper for an avera that I had done before I separated, I designated this animal as a carbon chatos? Any avera that I do after designating the animal as carbon chatos, the carbon is not going to be mechaper for. So maybe we should say the same thing by an ola. Odilma lo dami l'chatos. And maybe you could say, no, the way kapara works for a chatos and the way kapara works by an ola are totally different. The chatos al kol chet v'chet by l'suy chad chatos. By carbon chatos, each avera I do needs a separate carbon chatos. So I can't bring a carbon chatos for something I had not yet. I can't be mafresh carbon chatos for something I had not yet done. If I'm being mafresh carbon chatos, it obviously was for a previous avera. It can't be for an avera that I hadn't yet done. V'ha'ach, akim dika kama se'gabe mechapra, se'idalach rafa shenami mechapra. But by a carbon ola is mechapra for all mitzvahs to say. If I fail to do 10 mitzvahs to say today and I bring one carbon ola, knocks off all 10. So maybe just like it knocks off multiple mitzvahs to say, failures to do mitzvahs to say, it will be mechapra even for a failure to do a mitzvahs to say that came after I was already mafresh the carbon, after I already designated the carbon. So that's the shaila. The Gemara is going to try to bring rayas one way or the other. In the rest of the daf, it's just rayas to this shaila. Two rayas that we're going to have. One here in Amud Aleph, one in Amud Beis, and some ensuing discussion relating to it. But basically, it's just two rayas that we try to bring to answer this question. Again, the question is, if I designate an animal as a carbon ola, so I know that the carbon ola could be mechaper for failure to do mitzvah sasei that were for my failure to do mitzvah say prior to me designating the animal. What if I fail to do a mitzvah to say after I designate the animal, before I bring it, will the carbon be mechaper for those mitzvahs to say as well? Or is it too late for those mitzvahs to say? Do I need another carbon ol to be mechaper for those? Tashema. So let's bring a raya. V'samach v'nirtza. So the pasuk says v'samach v'nirtza, that it will be a ritzui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you do smicha. What? V'chi smicha mechaperes. Is smicha going to be mechaper? V'aloin kapar el bedam. Kapar only comes about through blood services of the carbon. Shnemer. Ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. Pasuk says beferish that dafka the dam is a mechaper. Smicha is not a mechaper. So elamat hamalom v'samach So what's it telling me? That smicha serves as some way of being a kapar. What it means is that if a person made smicha into shiyari mitzvah. He turned the smicha into leftovers, meaning he didn't consider the smicha important enough to do. So he didn't do the smicha. The Torah considers it as if he didn't get kapara, even though he did get kapara. What in the world does that mean? That he didn't get kapara, and at the same time he did get kapara? Make up your mind. Does he or does he not get kapara when he doesn't do the smicha? So my love, the kiper asay the kodem afrasha, lo kiper asay the smicha, tavale asay the lachar afrasha. So isn't this trying to say that of course his carbon is going to work? It's going to work to be a kapara for all the mitzvahs asay that he failed to do prior to being mafresh this carbon. But you know which mitzvahs asay it's not going to be mechaper for? His failure to do smicha. This carbon, upon which he failed to do smicha, is not going to be mechaper for his failure to do smicha. And you know why? Because that failure came after he was mafresh the carbon, obviously. The failure to do smicha came after he was mafresh the carbon, and that's why it's not going to work. So what do you see from here? A raya, that an asay that is violated, la'achar afrasha, you're not going to get a kapara from. Sfasemes asks a very sharp kasha. Not a simple kasha to be mitarit. Sfasemes says, how could you learn from the failure to do the smicha on this karban that it's not going to be mechaper for any mitzvah sasei in general that he fails to do after the afrasha? So Sema says, there is a Gemara Mesech HaShavuos. The Gemara talks about whether Yom HaKippurim is mechaper or not mechaper. Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. So even according to the sheet of Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper without doing any tshuva, it's not mechaper on the Avera of Yom Kippur itself. You're Mechal Yom Kippur. So, look, you want to say Yom Kippur could be Mechaper for all Averos, even without Tshuva? Good, it could be Mechaper for other Averos. But to use it as a Kapara for failure to do it? That can't be. If you fail to do to observe Yom Kippur properly, can't be Yom Kippur is going to be a Mechaper for Yom Kippur itself. So, Hashem is the same thing over here. Maybe, yeah, this Karban is not going to be Mechaper for failure to do this Karban properly. Because how can you use this carbon to be mechaper for your failure in this carbon? But that doesn't necessarily mean other mitzvahs I say, a guy didn't put on tefillin that day, that it's not going to be mechaper for his failure to put on tefillin that day. He didn't shake the lulav and esrog, it was sukkahs. It's not going to be mechaper for that. That's got nothing to do with the carbon. So maybe for that it should be mechaper. It's just not mechaper for his failure to do the smicha. It's a very sharp kasha, right? I don't know what the teretz is, but anyway, the Gemara assumes that this is a raya, that the fact that it's not mechaper for failure to do smicha shows you that it's not mechaper for any mitzvah asay shela achar afrasha. So says the Gemara, Amarava, asay the smicha karmit. You want to bring me a raya from smicha? Shiny hasa, no, smicha is different because the failure to do smicha is not after the afrasha. Failure to do smicha is much later. When do we say the person has failed to do smicha? At what point can we say definitively this person has failed to do smicha? Maybe he still plans on doing it. At what point can he no longer do it? Once the animal is shechted. Then he can't do it anymore. The animal's dead. You can't do smicha on a dead animal. So long as he hasn't shechted the animal, he can still do smicha. So Amos Kahavia say, la'achar shechita. When is he in violation of this mitzvah? Say, not only after he's mafresh the carbon, way later. It's after shechting the carbon. La'achar shechita lo'kamibaylan. We never even raised the shiloh. It was never a havamina that the carbon should be able to be mechaper for averos or for bittul asays that only come after the shechita. A bittul asay that only comes after the shechita, for sure this karban is way too late for this karban to be mechaper on. So that's not a raya. Amle Rafuna bar Yudah l'Rava, ema kipar gavra, lo kipar kami shemaya. So how do you know that this the failure to do smicha, when we say that it's mechaper but not mechaper, that it means that it's mechaper for mitzvah sasei before the afrasha, but it's not mechaper for the smicha itself? Maybe mechaper and not mechaper means something else. Mechaper means the gavra is mechaper, he gets his kapara, but lo kipar kami shemaya, but God is not happy with him because he really didn't do the right thing. Maybe that's all it means. It's like a partial kapara. Yeah, you got your technical kapara. Crossed off the big list in Shemayim is that Avera that you did. It's crossed off the big list, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a smile on his face when he's crossing it off the list. He's not happy with you. Milo Tanan, after all, don't we find precedent for such a thing in the Mishnah in Meseches Nega'im? Now, in order to understand what the Mishnah is talking about, it's important to know a little bit about Sara'as. A Metzora, on the eighth day of his Tara process, brings his karbanos, Chatos and Olan and Asham, and together with the karbanos, he brings a lug shemen, a lug of oil. this lug shemen, the Kohen would take, and he would take it out in l'toch kafiyado shel chavero, into his friend's hand to hold the oil, and he would stick his fingers in the oil, and he would sprinkle seven times toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he would come to the Mitzorah, and he would take from the oil, and he would put on the Mitzorah's earlobe, on his right earlobe, on his thumb, and on his big toe, on his right thumb, and on his right big toe, he would put a little bit of this oil. And then, what would they do with the leftover oil? That's what the subject of this Mishnah is. The leftover oil, he would put on the head of the Mitzorah, that's going through the Torah process. That's what the Pasuk says, V'anosu b'shemen ashal kaf ha-kohen yitein al rosh ha-mitayar v'chiper alav. He puts it on the head of the Mitzorah. So the sugya is going to bring a machlokas tanoim if the nesina on the rosh ha-mitayar is ma'akev the kapara or not ma'akev the kapara. Putting it on the head of the Mitzorah, if you fail to do that, is that going to hold back the kapara? So milo tnan va nosar b'shem and ashar al kaf v'gomer l'chaper alav l'fnei Hashem im nasan kiper v'im lo nasan lo kiper div Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, if you fail to put that leftover oil on the head of the Mitzorah, then the whole process failed. And therefore, you're going to have to go bring another luk shem and do it all over again. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, shiari mitzvahein. He says, no, this is shiurei mitzvah, and whether it's only the leftovers of the mitzvah, it's not the ikar mitzvah, and therefore whether you actually did put it on the head, did not put it on the head, it's going to be a proper kapara. Umalan alav ki'ilu lo kiper. But we consider it as if it's not a kapara. So you have this Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri saying a very similar statement to what we had before, about the guy who doesn't do smicha. If you don't do the oil on the head, look, you get your kapara, but you really don't, it's like you don't get your kapara. What does that mean? My ki'ilu lo kiper. If you mean to tell me that he's got to bring another carbon, that can't be, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri just said that it achieves kapara, even if you don't put the oil on his head. So it must mean that, look, it's a kapara for the guy, but God is not happy about it. So over here also, by not doing the smicha, we should say the same thing, that when we say that not doing the smicha is a partial kapara, it means it's a kapara technically. Technically, you got your kapara, but it's not kiper kamei shemayim. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is very unhappy with the person who doesn't do the smicha. So says the Gemara, no, maybe that's not what it means over there by the Mitzorah. Hasam nami kiper matan bahonos lo kiper matnos harosh. Maybe what it means is that the matan bahonos, the putting it on the thumbs, that level of the avoda, that was good. But you need to do over the putting on the head. Meaning that it's not that it apostles everything you did. That apostles the whole oil service and you need to do everything over again. No, it only apostles this last part. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds. Rabbi Akiva holds everything is bad. If you don't do the matan the shemen al rosh, then everything is bad. The whole thing is no good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says no. The rest of it is good. You just need to do the matan, putting the oil on the person's head. Fine, period. That's the end of the discussion that tries to bring the first raya. Again, context, what we're trying to figure out is one shayla. Can the carbon ola be mechaper? Stam a carbon ola, nothing to do with lishma. Can a carbon ola, nothing to do with shalol lishma rather, can a carbon ola be mechaper for averos that you do after you designate the animal as a carbon? So raya number two, tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivsei atzeres, lamehin ba'in. Why do you bring the kivsei atzeres? Right, the sheep that we bring on Shavuos. So kivsei atzeres, shlaminu. What do you mean, why do we bring them? It's a carbon shlamin, it's a chiv to bring them. El si'iri atzeres, lamehin ba'in. No, to what end do we bring the si'iri atzeres, not the kivsei atzeres? We misphrased the question. Al tumas mikdash u'kadashav. The si'iri atzeres are brought as a kapara for tumas mikdash u'kadashav. Nizrak davar shel rishon sheni lamakarav. Okay, well, why are there two of them? Once I bring the first one, I already had zrikas adam, and zrikas adam is the mechaper, so I was already mechaper in tumas mikdash u'kadashav. What's the point of the second one? So al tumas shu'ura ben zelozeh. That's for tuma that happens between the hakrava of the first one and the hakrava of the second one. Emer me'ata ru'uyin ha'yusra la'akim karbon ha'sein b'chol eisa b'chol sha'a el shechisech ha'kasav. Meaning, really, we're always doing averos. There's always more averos that are piling up. So really, we should be bringing karbonos every single second. But God had a little rachmanas on us. What's going on over here? You mafresh two karbonos to be the si'irim, right? The first one you bring, and then what's the second one mechaper for? for those averus that were done after you were makrav the first one, which is obviously after the hafrasha already of the second one. So you see that a carbon could be mechaper for averus that were done after you were already mafresh that carbon. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Idafreshin basachas hachinami. If you were mafresh it all at the same time, then you're right, that would be a good raya. We're talking about a case where you weren't mafresh the second one till after the first one was brought. So that's why the second one could be mechaper for averus that came later, because you weren't mafresh it until later. So says the Gemara, really? That's what the Sirei Atzeres are? The whole pasuk talks about Sirei Atzeres is only talking about in a case where you were mafresh them, you designated them not at the same time. Some Rav Papa, Karbanos Tzibur comes, Rav Papa says, okay, you're right, but still, you can't bring a raya from Karbanos Tzibur, because Shiny Karbanos Tzibur, the Lev Bezin Kamas Aleyan. Karbanos Tzibur have a special status, because Bezin determined that they should have a special status. Bezin determined that it could work in that way, and even be Mechaper, for those averus that are done after Afrasha, and you can't ask kashas. Where do we have such a thing? Kidravi Domer Shmuel. Domer Vidomer Shmuel, Karbanos Tzibur, Sakin, Moshachton Lamashahain. A very strong lashon. The Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that when you're dealing with Karbanos Tzibur, it's the knife that pulls them to what they're supposed to accomplish. Meaning, what they're going to accomplish is only determined when it's shechted. Anything that you do, any designation that you make beforehand, is all tully in the Lev Beis Din. So nothing is complete until you have Shechita by Karbanos Tzibur. So yes, by Karbanos Tzibur, the Shechita, the Avodah of the Karban, could be Mechaper for Averus that were done after you already designated the animal, because designating the animal is not a key moment in Karbanos Tzibur. By Karbanos Tzibur, the key moment is the Shechita. Up until then, it's left in the hands of Beis Din. Okay, we'll stop there for now. We'll continue tomorrow.